I want to know whether there were others who were aware of it before it took place, mm-hmm. whether there were others who might have been in a position to know what this individual was about to do. I'd like to know, and I hope that our government is assessing its vetting for the admission of people to our military training schools in this country. I think it's important that we train foreign nationals who are in our allies' military when it comes to the use of our assets. I think that's important. I think that should continue. But I hope we are looking, taking a serious look at the vetting process for admission to these schools.
Does the military need to take a deeper look at how instruction of foreign nationals takes place and the sensitivities, the cultural aspects of that? Are those issues that need to be addressed in the aftermath of this situation?
Well, my understanding from what I read is that the individual instructor was a contractor. Mm-hmm. Clearly, the remark was very, very inappropriate. It was so inappropriate, I won't even dignify it by repeating it. But in my observation, in my experience, our military is a remarkably disciplined, deferential, respectful community. Are there people who act out? Are there people who on occasion say or do something that is insulting? Yes. I suspect this was a radical departure from a norm. And should we reassess that? Absolutely. Should we reinforce respect for those who are different? Absolutely. Can't do that too much. But in my observation, at military academies, at flight training schools, deployed overseas, people in our military are a remarkable group of people who are accustomed to dealing with people different from themselves.
So they're already,
you know, the military, the U.S. military might be the most diverse institution we have in this government, in this country.
That wouldn't be surprising. Yeah. So in other words, they're already onto this. They already do this. They already pay a lot of attention to cultural sensitivities.
I think our military, given their training, learn early on to respect differences because it's all about the unit. Unit cohesion is what matters most. And so even though people are of different backgrounds, they learn to function as a unit.
Jay Johnson, former U.S. Homeland Security Secretary. J.J. Green, WTOP News.